Real World Radio is interviewing Bernard Ivcic. He's the chairperson of Friends of the Earth Croatia. He was the person who coordinated the campaign against the coal power plant Plomin C. First of all, Bernard, welcome to Real World Radio.
Thank you for the invitation and hello to all the listeners.
Bernard, on June 15th, Friends of the Earth Croatia launched a press release saying that after 5 years of campaigning against the construction of this Plomin C coal power plant, you achieved a big victory because the Minister of Economy, Tomislav Panenik, stated on June the 13th that the realization of this project has been cancelled. You had a good sign before that, Bernard, because there was a temporary moratorium announced by the government just a few months ago, but now the project is cancelled. How did you receive the good news, Bernard?
Well, we are all very happy. We have shared this success with all the partners who help us, both locally and internationally, in this campaign. And we are planning to organize a big party very soon.
Okay, Bernard. What can you tell us about this project? How many years had been the government working on that? Who was the owner of this project? And then we are going to talk a bit about the campaign.
So there were some first public announcements like around 7 years ago, although the idea was probably even older. So the project was initiated by a Croatian national electricity utility owned by the state. Also in the energy strategy of Croatia, it was announced that Croatia should construct new coal thermal power plants. So then they really started for seriously to advocate this power plant in 2011. So their first public activity was public discussion on environmental impact assessment, and actually our campaign started a little bit before that. So it's really like five years ago. At the beginning, it was not so clear what are our chances for the success, but I'm happy to witness that we managed to stop it. This Croatian company, well, they didn't have enough financial resources to implement this project, so they have announced a public international tender, and after several steps of selection, they have selected a Japanese company called Marubeni, and for the last like year and a half or two, they were negotiating about the details and trying to finalize the contract. The contract is not signed, and yeah, now the government announced the cancellation of the project.
Bernard, can you please tell us where the project was going to be located exactly?
It was planned to be constructed on west of Croatia in Istria Pesulia. It is on the place where two coal power plants already exist. Actually, the reason behind the construction was the fact that one of those blocks will be shut down in 2 years because it is very old. So they were calling this as reconstruction of the old block, although the fact was that this Plomin C would have power 4 times more power than the block who is going to be shut down.
Okay, Bernard, we have information from Friends of the Earth Croatia and all the help that we received before this interview, the information we received from Maruška Mileta, that you did, as part of the campaign, as Friends of the Earth Croatia, a great work with actions, legal work, a local referendum. It was important also to mention international support in the case of Friends of the Earth Croatia, specifically by Friends of the Earth France and Friends of the Earth Colombia, for example. What can you tell us about the campaign? How did you frame this work? What kind of activities you did, and which were the objectives, Bernard?
So at the beginning, we estimated that time is working for us. So if we manage to prolong the construction long enough, that eventually we will come into the situation where it's really hard to construct any coal power plant. So yes, at the beginning, the first step was informing the public on this project and on its harmful effect. We established cooperation with the locals, also with the local environmental NGOs. A bit later, with the Greenpeace in Croatia, they produced analysis on the health effect of Plomin C. Then we raised a lawsuit against Ministry of Environment because issuing environmental permit. After that lawsuit, we raised another, actually two more lawsuits. We continued to produce analysis. So there was an energy analysis. There was also economic analysis showing that not economically justified to construct Plomin C. A very important aspect was targeting potential investors and potential banks. So we were, like every few months when there were any new information on the project, we were writing another letter to the banks and the investors. It was very important to establish cooperation with other with activists in other countries. So we were working with KikoNet, that's environmental network in Japan, also with Friends of the Earth Japan participating, because the investor, like I said, Marubeni, is from Japan. Also, we were working with Friends of the Earth France, because one of potential banks that would finance the project was Crédit Agricole from France. We were working with Urgewald from Germany, because also one of the investors, potential investors, was from Germany. We had very good cooperation with Friends of Earth Colombia, because currently those two blocks that are already on the site I mentioned, 25% of coal they're using is coming from El Cerrejón, from Colombia. We even invited, actually the activists came here in Croatia. It was just like now in February this year, and he was speaking about the effect and about impact that this coal mine is having on the local community. We had an exhibition about that. We had a broadcast of the movie about the consequences. It was very important to have a successful local referendum that was at the beginning of last year. So the results of the referendum were that 94% of people voted against. So, like, really the vast majority, almost all people voted against. The turnover wasn't, it was below 50%, so that's why the company and the government decided to neglect this. It was also very important to write to the European Commission, because they were analyzing the contract between this Croatian company and Marubeni, the investor. The problem in the contract was the state aid. So because this company in Croatia is 100% owned by the state, and state was planning to provide guarantee for the project, and this Croatian company was planned to buy at least 50% of electricity from Plomin. See, this was form of a state aid. So we produced a legal analysis. We wrote a letter to the European Commission, and we believe that this influenced the decision of the Commission that this contract, because of this state aid, is not acceptable. And after all these activities, we believe that it was actually really impossible for the government to have any other decision about Plomin C, but to say that they are shutting it down, that they are canceling the idea of construction.
Okay, Bernard, is there any kind of timeline from the government to finalize the cancellation of the project? Which are the next steps of the campaign, or what can you say, what is supposed to happen in the next weeks?
So now the government announced that within few weeks or maybe a few months, there will be a public discussion on low carbon development strategy and also on energy strategy. So it will be very important to ensure that there are no new coal power plants in those strategies. If this will be the case, then this will be the final confirmation that not Plomin C and not any other new coal power plant will be constructed in Croatia.
Okay, Bernard, is there in Croatia any kind of dialogue or discussion related to what you were saying before about the transition to a low carbon energy production? What can you tell us about that?
Well, in Croatia, we are not using renewables enough, and there is a great potential. Also, we are not efficient enough in energy usage. This is becoming larger and larger topic. Unfortunately, now Croatia is in very turbulent political situation. We just like 2 days ago, it was a decision that there will be new elections for national parliament. So actually, these days and these weeks, new topics are. It's really hard to put new topics who are not these political ones on the agenda. The citizens are showing generally a positive opinion on alternatives, and they are recognizing more and more the danger of the climate change. But I cannot say that we are still satisfied with the level of public knowledge, and especially not on the level of commitment by the decision makers. We still have a lot of things to do in order to push Croatia towards into the energy transition and low carbon economy.
Okay, Bernard, anything else that you would like to add before we end the interview?
Well, I'd just like to add that in this campaign, it was really shown that it is important to have international cooperation. So it was really clear that it is important to detect the weak points of the project and try to find partners internationally. And considering we are members of Friends of the Earth, this really helped, and the support of other groups was really important and really helped to stop this project.
Okay, it was Bernard Imcik. He's the chairperson of Friends of the Earth Croatia, and also he coordinated the campaign against this now cancelled coal power plant Plomin C. Bernard, from Real World Radio and our team, a big congratulations to you all in Friends of the Earth Croatia and the other organizations and groups of Friends of the Earth International that work together with you to reach this very important victory. Thank you very much, Bernard, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.